spy with my wicked eye. Something beginning with... Hello. There you are. I was wondering where the conquering hero went to. You haven't been avoiding me, have you? That'd be you, sweetling. Oh, come on. Modesty's overrated. What's the point in saving the world if you can't smile about it? Celebrate. Have a drink. We all are. It's not a celebration until you can't see straight. I always knew, you know. You, Mr. Oh So Humble. But underneath those humble mumblings beats the heart of quite an extraordinary human being. You're a dark horse. I know them when I see them. And you, I had pegged right from the get-go. Female intuition. And I always bet on the winning horse. It's not cheating if you don't lose. And lucky for me, my horse came through. To you, my stallion. Barbossi wine might have a lot to be desired, but by God, it gets you drunk. I beg your pardon. I smile very often, just not when you're looking. Because that's what makes it fun. Speaking of which, why aren't you having any? Not the wine, fun. With the smiling and the merriment and the I save the world. Shtick. Tasteful modesty. How foreign. You misjudge me. If I had just saved the world, I would demand it on a plate. Because unlike you, dear hero, I know my worth. And these country folk could never afford me. Arrogant or self-aware? Well, two things can be true. So I take it you are happy we won the war. Then why so unsmiling? Well, I was enjoying myself, and now you, sour grapes, have come here, and I cannot. No. No, you will not. You will stay and give me the information I'm demanding. Because I am a very powerful witch, and I get what I want. And what I want right now is information. Her smile wouldn't go amiss. I'll be the judge of that. You have a good smile. Especially that secret one. Never you mind and answer the question. Why aren't you happy? Victory not everything you imagined. Well, we can't be having this. You're the hero. You need to act like it. Let's see. What could we possibly do to cheer you up? Fine, we won't make it about you. Let's make it about me. I don't like owing debts. And unfortunately, I'm in yours. You saved the realm. I'm alive because of you. There is a debt to be paid. Let's see. How ever could I thank the conquering hero? Well, one thing does come to mind. Would you be interested in some fun? Intrigue? Excitement? Sex? Now, I shocked you, my hero. Well, I would explain the flush. Or is that just normal around me? Well, I have noticed the odd stare. Perhaps a lingering gaze? Why? I'm not sorry. I appreciate a man with taste. Especially a man with such fine eyes. And hair. And chin. And very large hands. I'm not the only one who's been staring. So brave. Yet so easily flustered. You are a contradiction. Why do you think I insisted on having the tent furthest away from the camp? No. I was waiting to pounce on you. In a completely consensual way, of course. Have I offended you? Disgusted you? Then, have I intrigued you? That's good. I do so like to be intriguing. Well, for the right man. So, why don't we make you happy? I ought to slap you silly. I wouldn't fuck you out of pity. Besides, I don't see anybody pitiful here. All I see are fine eyes and large hands. And I can make very good use of both. If you're inclined. Good. I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy repaying you. And don't forget there's interest. Several repayments may have to be made. I assume that's agreeable to you. You can wait until later if you like. Till everyone's quiet and down. I imagine you like things intimate. come find me when it's quiet. I hope to give you a good conquering. Well, you would like to be conquered, no? Good.